The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, as always, happy Sunday, my friend.
Happy Sunday. How are you, sir?
Sunday fun day. I'm busy. I've been busy.
I like that.
I'm still trying to take care of things around the house.
Moving on up, buddy.
I got the 9-year-old trained to mow now, and he's been doing some mowing.
Yeah.
To the point where he actually likes it.
Well, here's the thing. That's called leverage.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to let him continue to enjoy the mowing. You know, he can do it all he wants. He's been begging me to mow.
What? Now, what was a secret or lie you had to tell him to make him enjoy mowing?
I didn't really, but the thing is, I don't think he's doing it for the money,
right?
But when he's all said and done and he's, you know, got the grass stains on his jeans and everything, he always just kind of stands there like a bellhop with his hand out. Like,
job well done.
Yeah.
So that's allowance?
Yeah. He just stands there going, and he thinks that his going rate is $20.
Yeah. So you let him eat.
That's what I said too.
Yeah.
I said, you tell you what, we'll just go ahead and we'll prorate your rent this month.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. It's like, gosh, it's like at the end of the month, you want to go over like the parent P&L with your kid,
right?
That's probably what we should do.
I told him I should probably just, you know, take the gas, you know, the gas prices the way they are. Go ahead and take that right off the top.
Oh my gosh, dude, I was having a good day too. Just said gas prices, it's crazy. We filled up our, you know, we're out there, we're you know, spraying our fields and tilling them and getting them ready to plant, and because I'm going to grow hay this year because I refuse to, you know, pay $300 for a round bale.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know it's like worth more than gold right now. So, but and you know, it's just one of those things where if, you know, I have the land, I should,
you have the means, you might as well.
You might as well just go out there and do that. And you know, the deer might like it too.
Yeah, who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
They got to eat too.
I'm an equal opportunity farmer.
Feeder.
Yeah. Well, you know, today I said, gosh, we talked so much about selling and everything else. And last week we talked about, you know, just not giving up hope.
Right.
You know, if you're a,
keeping,
if you're a
positive,
buyer, keep positive a positive mind. Vibe. Yes, that's exactly right. You know, and so this week we're going to talk about, especially for, you know, people that have never purchased a home, do not lose hope.
Right.
And remember that home ownership is one of the fastest ways to get wealthy.
To gain wealth. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was born, I did not say I want to not be wealthy.
Right.
On purpose. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, I guess I kind of did when I said I was going to be on radio.
Yeah. Now we need to make, you know, and then we also need to understand the love of money, you know, is the root of all evil, the love of money, but having it and being responsible with it most certainly is not. But I want to make sure that we do not lose sight of, for those that are getting discouraged and everything else, you know, because it's Sunday, man, we need to motivate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we've had enough caffeine where, you know, we could motivate about anybody right now. But we want to make sure that we talk about a little bit about some of the common fears of first-time home buyers, a little bit of advice around that, you know, and everything else. So, you know, our mission is to deliver the dream of home ownership. That's the Place Inc. mission. That's the Jason Baker team mission. And that's just what it is. I mean, we want everybody to, you know, have that opportunity. And in a really competitive market like we're in right now, it's really important to make sure that you have a trusted advisor that you can walk you through that. And we'll take enough time to go through what I'm actually going through a PowerPoint right now that we've made for, you know, first-time home buyers that we present to or that we help counsel, you know. And sometimes they decide they don't want to do it, but you know what, gosh darn it, you better have a pretty good idea what you're getting into before you get into it. Yeah. And make sure you don't just bump into a salesperson who's only looking out for them.
I believe they still offer the program Homeward. Do they still do that?
Mm-hmm. Homeward. Yep. So Homeward is out there.
I did go through that whole program before buying, and it really was helpful as far as learning.
It's like education is everything, because this is, you know, the average, you know, renter is worth about $5,000 to have a net worth of, or, you know, average assets of $5,000 to $6,000, and the average homeowner between equity and you know, because when they get to that point, they're starting to be a little bit more wise with their money, you know, has about, you know, probably around 2.25 thereabouts. And so, and that's going to be increasing as time goes on. And, you know, that number with appreciation now might be up to 250 or 260. But the fact of the matter is that we want to help everybody be able to, because we always want to try to leave our, you know, our kids and grandkids in a better position. And you know, I think I don't think there's anybody in the world that says, well, I didn't wish I bought that house a year ago or 2 years ago, or imagine 30 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, you wouldn't owe anything on it. You know, it's probably, you probably paid $3,000 for it. Now it's worth $1 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just like a single white trailer, in Missoula is now worth $1 million. So, but yeah, but just going to go over some ways that we can, you know, help people, you know, understand the process and just have a conversation around that. So feel free to ask questions
and,
as we go.
And keep that positive vibe.
The positive vibe.
Always,
man.
Always look on the bright side.
Yeah. You have to look on the bright side.
Yeah,
you know?
And the rental market being such a struggle right now too, to get into places for rentals. I mean, it's, there's lots of people that just want to be the homeowner just so they can have a little piece of the American dream, you know?
You should. And, you know, there's great tax benefits. I'm not an accountant, so I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. But there's great tax. But I know I like writing off the interest at the end of the year. I'm like, ooh, I like that. Because it directly means I didn't pay in, because I'm self-employed, I didn't pay in those taxes. But I heard, I saw a meme, you know, because memes are how we communicate these days.
Meme.
So and they're it was pretty good. It said, your interest rate as a renter is 100%.
Right.
Yeah, you're paying 100%. Percent of someone else's mortgage payment.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And
it always
felt
like you're throwing money away.
You really are. And it is almost easier to buy a home right now than to continue to pay the rents. And oftentimes the payments at or below what a rental would be. And then if you take into consideration the tax savings, depreciation, and a bunch of other stuff. But again, I'm not a tax accountant. Believe me, I don't like spreadsheets. So
I don't like numbers.
I don't like numbers. That's for sure. So
you want to know the reason why I became a first-time home buyer.
Why?
I stopped renting.
Why?
It's because I was sick of paying pet rent.
Oh, that's right.
I thought that was the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Just paying pet rent and then even finding a place that will allow pets.
Yeah. Right now it's like an act of Congress, you know, to do that. It's like a 3,000-page bill.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know when I got my dog that it was going to involve me having to spend so much money to get a house to, you know, be suitable for the dog.
Yeah. Last week we ripped our new commercials with Sean Hannity, which was pretty cool. So I'll forward those over to you as well. So we can start plugging some of them in too.
Sweet.
Yeah,
perfect.
Be interesting.
Right.
So let's take a quick
break.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity. And as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100s in marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Now, because of that, if he can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, he'll buy it himself. He offers you a one-day listing agreement. If after one day he doesn't live up to his end of the contract, guess what? You can fire him and pay nothing. If I needed to sell a home in Missoula or Ravalli counties, I would call Jason Baker. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. It's Sunday. We're talking first-time home buyers today. And that's, I mean, it can be kind of a scary thing. You know, you want to know. I've always been afraid of commitment.
Yep. That's right. So I've heard.
Yeah. So you have, you know, it's a big decision to make, but it's a smart decision to make for someone who's looking to gain wealth.
Right? Yeah, it is. I mean, before the break, we were talking about, you know, if you're a renter, you're paying 100% interest rate, 100% of someone else's mortgage.
That's a pretty steep rate.
It doesn't get any higher than that, you know, realistically, you know, I'm giving 110%. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's where the pet rent comes in.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but it's just, yeah, I know the pet rent. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you're paying your rent plus your pet rent. Yeah, thank you, Fido. You just cost me 10% of my, you know, monthly take home. But the fear is right now that I cannot afford to buy a home because these prices are so high, the mm-hmm. interest rates are going up. You know, and my challenge would be, don't just say that. You know, right. Actually go out and speak to a loan officer. And do you know that I don't know one loan officer who bites?
They don't bite.
They don't.
No.
They're actually really a loan officer in many ways because it's financial. They're actually getting Social Security numbers. They're actually seeing your financials. It's actually more nerve-wracking than like reaching out to a real estate agent or something like that. Because looking at homes is super fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, going in and like, oh, great. You know, paychecks, pay stubs, having to figure out where the heck you put your last two or three bank statements. You know, just like, oh my gosh, right?
Yeah.
So, but going in there and then like in the back of your mind, you're going, I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear no. And like you and I, you know, we've been rejected a lot.
Used to rejection.
Yeah, we're used to rejection. That's for sure. So, but they really can because if they have the courage enough to apply online at a, and we can help you find an amazing lender. Just call us or just Google us or whatever. Just come there. And I'll give you three names. I don't make anything if you go call them. But what I do know is that they're going to counsel you into figuring out what is the actual payment with taxes and insurance? Mm-hmm. What are the down payment? You know, we're going to talk a little bit. The next fear is like, where the heck do I come up with my money?
Right.
But, you know, you need to speak to a lender. And what they do, let's say in the rare, you know, time where you can't get approved, right? Some people say, well, I missed a payment 2 years ago. It's like, go in there and have them look, and they will actually tell you what you can afford, how much, and everything else. And okay, so what if they say no? Worst case scenario, the big bad wolf is there, and he says, no, you're denied.
Yeah.
Well, they don't do that, first of all, because they're not idiots. And so they're just, and they're not mean, actually. They wouldn't be in business if they were.
They're not
again,
Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Scrooge.
They're not. So, but what does happen is they go, all right, here's the deal. They have this thing called the credit score analyzer, okay? They can actually plug it all in, and they can remove this, remove that. Like, if you paid this down by $300, your credit score would be this.
Yep.
If you paid this down, then your credit score would go to this, and then your interest rate would go down to that.
Right.
They actually can reverse engineer right now to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what it takes for you to be able to buy that home and save money over the rent.
Last time I went to a loan officer, that's what we discussed, was I was paying down certain debts.
Absolutely.
Not paying down all of the debt, but what debt needed to go away to make things better.
We get, because we're not educated in that, like how many people have actually like gone and somebody taught them about every single line on a dang credit report?
Right.
Anybody, you know, nobody's gone through that with me line by line. That's what I do for a living, you know, but it's like over time I've pulled my own enough to kind of understand these things. And yes, I was a mortgage broker. And yes, I had that calculator as well. I don't have any more. But if I want to find out, I could go do that. So don't be afraid. That's a number one thing. Don't be afraid to go talk to that loan officer because they're going to give you an exact roadmap to win.
And different routes you can take.
Absolutely. You know. Do this or do that. And sometimes it's so simple. Sometimes there's something on your credit report that shouldn't be there. They can push a button and get it removed.
You know, we were talking about staying positive.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that actually can increase your positivity in home buying is knowing that, okay, I can do this. I can make this work. Here's what I need to do. Step A, step B.
Absolutely. Yep. And historically, I know it's like a lot of people are like, well, Jason, the rates have doubled. Well, here's the thing. As far as keeping hope, the rates are still way lower than the average, like over time. It's still a great time to buy.
It seems scary now because it was so low before.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Yeah. If the rates are 5.75 right now, yes, I know they were 3% or whatever, just under 3 there for a little bit. Okay, fine. But are they going to be more scary when they go to 8 or 9?
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's a heck of a lot more scary.
Yeah.
So if you think it's scary now, you know, so not only can you have that write off, hey, more interest paid, more write off, right? And then also on top of that, they're going to have the appreciation that they get this year, you know. So it's not supposed to be 30% like years past, but you know, you can either get that or your landlord can get it. So that's going to be up to you. The next fear is I don't have enough money for down payment. That's one of the biggest fears. And so right now, there's loans with zero down out there. You know, you have VA loans or very, very low down loans, FHA.
Rural development
loans are 100%. So, and then also there's some grant money available as well. So
that was the route that I took was the rural development.
Absolutely.
And it was great. It was easier than I thought to
it really
buy.
Is.
And
the thing is that we just have this preconceived fear that we're just, that it's just not going to work. And guys and gals, the thing that I have to tell you right now is this. These homes that are, they're going to be staying on the market longer and longer right now. Okay. The inventory is going to go up. It's not going to go crazy up, but it's going to go up. It's going to be a little easier. for the buyers that are not conventional or cash to find a home in the coming months. The reason is so many buyers are quitting and so many buyers are losing that the ones that actually hang in there are going to do very good, in my opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And they're going to make money this year in appreciation. And they're going to get in at a lower interest rate. I can't see one good reason to wait.
Right.
I really can't. So truly, I'm not just saying that because, oh, this is what I do. And I just really need you to buy a home so I can, you know, feed my kids, you know, because they're eating me out of house and home. And they live in the pantry, you know, and everything else. Like, I have to put a freaking egress window in, you know, like into the pantry is like a bedroom. Do they seriously live in there?
Oh.
Yeah, they do.
I live in the kitchen.
You do?
Can you tell?
Yeah. I can't. Nah, you know, we're staying positive today. Right. No, just kidding. Yeah. I can't afford to buy my dream home. Well, you know, that's another thing that we hear all the time. I can't get exactly what I wanted. Well,
but I mean, is everyone going to go out and pick up a supermodel at the bar?
Well, I can tell you one thing. My wife did not.
Yeah.
I, what they say, married up.
Yeah. Right.
That's for sure. But the fact is okay. So, well, let me ask you a question. So we sometimes we have to take steps to get to a goal. Like I read this book called Psycho Cybernetics, and it's not because I'm a psycho, but well, you might have already determined over the last 12 weeks or so that I am. But anyway, yeah, partially, yeah, I'm kind of. But you never, ever go in a straight line up to your goal. You always zigzag on the way.
Right.
So question, if your dream home is a ranch up on the High Line, okay, with a warm water slough and agricultural fields and a really high fence so no one can get in,
right,
where you have a turret in the middle, this might be
my
goal.
Wow. But anyway, that's
right.
This is your fantasy.
You never, ever have to talk to anyone ever again. Yeah, this is my fantasy, yeah. But it's like, you know, could I, though, buy this house that I like, I might not love, but I like, then could I sell that and make 50, 100 grand on that or 200 grand on
that?
That's right. Roll that into the next one. In four moves from now, I got my gun turret. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
Your compound.
Yeah, I got my compound, baby. I got a little Florence compound going on right now, but it's just one of those things. Like, could I do that? Could I make some moves? Could I build? And then is that not building wealth along the way?
Well, think of it like a car. My first car was nothing to look at.
Right.
It wasn't my dream car.
Right.
It backfired. Never really went into first gear very easy.
Right. You know? had to worry about a speeding ticket.
The second car was better.
Right.
The third car got better. You know, progressively you got something you're really comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about it is we learn responsibility along the way.
Right.
We learn how to build wealth along the way. And, you know, you're just getting wealthy along the way and you're not really doing anything. Things appreciate. Yep. That's for sure.
And so, for first time home buyers, that's why they call them starter homes. They're not necessarily homes, palaces.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, but the hard part is in life right now, I mean, everybody wants the quick and easy button. They want everything is so convenient. You know, they want Prime.
Right.
You know, like, can I say Amazon Prime on here without a trademark? Okay. I don't even know what the rules. You never told me the rules, Casey. Yeah. But like they just want like they want it 2 days.
Right.
Now you know what I mean? Yeah. They want it now. This was
the girl from Willy Wonka. Baruch Salt.
That's right. Yeah. It's like every time. Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's kind of like me and pizza. So anyways, you know what's awesome? Where I live in Florence.
Yeah.
I have delivery. And I live in the middle of nowhere.
Cool.
There's one place.
Yeah.
That delivers.
Nice.
And they get a lot of my business.
All right.
Yes, that's right. So the eight steps to home ownership. The first step is you got to decide to buy. Because I don't know about you. You know, you would bail me out, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because if I ever shove...
Well, depends.
Yeah, because it depends. That's right, yeah. Because I don't think the last time I checked a real estate agent can force someone to buy a house or like throw them in there and make them sign, right? So you have to decide to buy, not your agent, okay? Then you need to decide on an agent, like hire the agent. Then you need to secure your financing, or if you're paying cash, okay, which again, most first-time homebuyers aren't, but if they are, they got a rich uncle.
Right.
Yeah. And you could adopt me if you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll move into the guest house.
Yeah, that's right. You move into the guest house. I like that. Then you go out. The fun part is going out and finding your home. It's such an awesome experience.
When you're shopping, yeah.
Absolutely. Especially if they have cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
like, yeah, that is really fun. And then you find the home, and then you structure your offer. This is where experienced buyer's agent really comes in. And then you perform your due diligence. You do a home inspection. Now, a lot of times they're waiving it right now. Here's one thing I would say.
Just because of the competition. Right?
Like, if you're a first-time home buyer, like, in you, like, we were talking about this in the webinar that I did last week. And for a major real estate platform called Brivity. And it's the technology that we use. But anyways, we were on that. And one of the things is, one of the smartest things to do, especially if you're a first-time home buyer and you're competing against a lot of other offers because there's still multiple offers on homes, is bring an inspector. Get permission first, but bring an inspector with you and actually have it quasi-inspected or just a once-over while you're doing that, during that offer phase. Yeah, it's really important because sometimes you do have to make an offer waiving the inspection. Although for a first-time home buyer, really for anyone, I don't recommend that. But I always recommend getting an inspection if the seller will allow it. Sometimes they just simply don't.
Yeah, sometimes you can just see things, you know, just with your naked eye. You don't have to.
That's exactly right.
Be crawling in crawl spaces or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's funny, though. If you put me in a crawl space since I'm 6'5", I hit every cobweb.
I'm not a big
Do you know what I'm saying?
Spaces.
Yeah. So always put me across, and I weigh a little bit, you know. So put me across the ice in the wintertime first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what my friends always say, Jason, you go first. We'll let you go first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So if you don't fall through, if I don't fall through, you're safe. Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. And then put me anywhere that there would be cobwebs. My head will hit them every time, like a Q-tip, you know, right along the rafters. Yeah, I get every single one
clean
of them
the crawl
in a basement.
Space
oh, absolutely. I'll get you crawl space. Jason Baker, crawl space cleaning. How can I help you? That's right. So we perform our due diligence, okay, as best as we can in order to stay competitive. And then we get the financing lined up, we close, and then we learn how to protect and increase your equity throughout the process. So, you know, you're not done with us yet. So,
The quick tips on how to, you know, now that you got the home, how are we going to build the equity?
How do we build the equity? What are some of the things? And that's what, like, one of the most common questions we get is, Jason, I don't want to go spend $5,000 to make no $1,000. If I spend $5,000, I know, like, I just open the window and throw it out.
Yeah, it's kind of like owning a boat.
It's kind of like, you know, it's actually kind of like my furnace this year that went through 1,000 gallons of propane in like 12 days.
Holy cow.
Do you know how much propane is right now?
It was pretty chilly.
Yeah, it's 339. No, it wasn't. No, it just didn't turn off. I bought a thermostat, and the thermostat was broken. It cycled nonstop for like, you know, 12. I burnt through that whole entire.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's only 800 gallons. You can only put 800 gallons in a 1,000 gallon tank, they say. So, but that is just something that, you know, you got to figure out, like, everything that you do, things, master baths and kitchens in that first place to start spending some money, flooring, really, painting and things like that, and just start working on some things that are inexpensive and or a little, you know, some stuff that you have the capability to do in order to build some of that sweat equity if you can.
Well, and something you can enjoy for a little bit, too. It's not like you're moving out tomorrow. You just bought the place.
There's just so much stuff that you could spend so much money on that doesn't increase. It increases your enjoyment and your pleasure while you're there, but it doesn't actually increase. It's like there's like no line for it on the appraisal, right? So you want to make sure, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with the condition or it doesn't have anything to do with this. I mean, you put in a quartz countertop and someone buys it and they want to go back to Formica, you know, or something like that, you know, like for whatever reason. I'm getting rid of that quartz, you know. Yeah. But that's just what they want, you know. Nostalgia is funny. But you just want to make sure that you're spending good money, so.
Yeah. One of the first few things I did was build a fence and did some outbuilding work.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's all going to be listed, you know, and that's going to be curb appeal. And that's really smart money. That's not dumb money.
Yeah. So you're not just throwing it away, like I say, like owning a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, bust out another 1,000. Is that what boat stands for?
No, a boat just is a hole in the water that you throw money in. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Well, we got some more of the first time home buyer tips coming up. And then we have any featured properties at all?
Oh, gosh. You know, we've sold them all, but I got one I can talk about.
Okay, we'll be coming back right after a quick commercial break. It's Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this: hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, we've been talking today about first-time home buyers and how you shouldn't be too intimidated by, you know, making the decision to buy.
Right.
Because it's a smart move, you know, win-win for anyone. It's like you said, if you're renting right now, you're paying 100%.
Might as well be 1,000%. Your interest rate's 100% if you're renting right now. So for those of you just tuning in, we are talking about first time home buyers, some do's, don'ts, some common fears and also some common myths. But you know, it's one of those things. One of the big things is like seriously, there's like 900 real estate agents in Missoula. You know, you throw a rock, you hit 400 of them. And everybody knows one. So, you know, the question I always ask is like, how do you choose? And again, this is not a sales pitch. Okay. Yeah. We'd love to work with you, but how do you, like, if I was, okay, let's turn this around so that we're not, so it's not sales pitchy. Though you don't apologize for being a DJ, do you?
It doesn't sound.
Do you say, I am not trying to sound like a DJ this morning while I was on the road. So right. You know what? You better call me. Gosh dang it. Yeah. You better Google us. Read our reviews. I paid them all well. Just kidding. Yeah. So, but it's just one of the, I don't, why do I have to, you know why? Cause like, I like. People just get so sick of being sold, right? I mean, I get it, but you know, you have to think about it. Like, what am I supposed to say? I don't sell real estate, then I'm lying, right? So, but how do you choose an agent, right? There's 900 of them. For me, like, I always think the proof is in the pudding. So I'm like, how many transactions did you do? Because it's like, I'm not going to go hire a doctor. I don't care if my friend said, go see this doctor. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, how many people have been on your operating table and how many people did you kill?
Right. Those are going to be your track record.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see your track record. That's all that matters to me is how many times you made the patient better.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, for real estate agents, how many times has a client actually brought you in there and filed an ethics complaint? How many times have you had E&O insurance issues? How many have you actually closed? How much are you saving people or making people? There's so many good questions. How many did you close? Because ultimately, that's a sign of, A, how many referrals you're getting, and it's a sign of your experience. And in this market, there's never been, although there's so many people trying to start in this business, and of course, they're asking for your business. It's like, why am I going to spend $500,000 or $1 million with someone who's never done this before?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But anyway, so 7 duties that we perform when it comes to helping first-time home buyers are educate you about the market. We got to go over comps in that area. We have to say, all right, you're probably paying a little bit more than asking price right now, but here's what the other ones have sold for. Here's the average over asking that you should expect to pay in this particular neighborhood. Here's how long it's going to take you to recover that, in my opinion. Here are some things I'd do to increase that. And if they're keeping it, flipping it, or otherwise, you know, we can help consult them there. Number two, we need to, as real estate agents, help you analyze what your wants and needs are. Okay, right now it's hard to say, well, I want these 10 things and have 10 boxes checked, like we were talking about stepping it up or state, you know, getting up to a certain point. But the fact of the matter is that you have to, we still, even in a limited inventory or high demand market, we still have to figure out what it is that you're after. But you have to understand, you're probably going to check 6 or 7 out of 10 boxes right now. And you can definitely, you know, work towards getting 10 out of 10, you know, on your fourth or fifth purchase, right?
Yeah, just leveling up.
Exactly. Yep. So
just like purchasing the old car and just level it up slowly. Next thing you know, you might eventually make it to a Cadillac.
Yeah, you might.
You start off with the old Camaro from the old Camaro. You'll end up in a Cadillac.
Eventually. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. That is exactly right. We need to send you homes very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have to. So that's the fun part. But right now, some of them go into contract in like negative 32 seconds. And so we have an app that sends it the moment they hit, our app pings you. So if you want that app, just email me or Google me or call me or throw something at me. And then we need to coordinate the work of other real needed professionals, inspectors, lenders, meth testers, radon testers, all of these kinds of things. Someone to scope the sewer out. You know, if it's an in-town home hooked to the city sewer and it's from 1910, you know, there's a good chance that there's a metal, not plastic Tonka truck in there.
Yeah.
You know, because they used to be metal.
Right.
You know, now they're plastic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Made out of steel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Made in America.
We're going to negotiate the deal for you. Okay. So we're going to figure out a way to make you win. We're going to be responsive in order to get you there. We need to review all the paperwork and the deadlines. We need to make sure that you're being protected legally. And then along the way, solve any problems that arise or, you know, basically arrange stuff for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to make it as seamless as possible.
Walk you through the process.
Communication is key. It's like there's nothing worse than saying, yeah, I'm going to use you, and you sign all the paperwork, and then like the agent disappears. It's the number one thing I get from It's the number one thing that I get from buyers. So, yeah.
Well, it's all, like I said, it doesn't hurt to ask. It doesn't hurt to ask questions. And if someone really wanted to ask questions from you, Jason, you could simply call you, right? Phone number?
Yeah, we do allow people to call us. Yeah. So it's 406-552-4443. And again, I don't bite. Best thing, you can Google us. Our number's right there. You can read all of our reviews. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time in the marketplace, and we're super grateful to be here.
And then you can also check out the website if you want to look at some of the properties.
Yeah,
you
we got
have.
That property, 240 Bernie, I wanted to tell people about. And so that's at the bottom of our website, jasonbakerteam.com. You can check it out there.
All right. Well, I think we ran out of time today, Jason. But as always, thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday. If you missed any of our past episodes or you missed this episode, you can always find them on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Until next week, we'll see you with more Real Estate Revolution Radio. Jason Baker.